I live in Capriol, and the incident happened the last week of September 1999. Time was approximately 2:30 a.m. The place was Epiphany Street in Capriol, my home. The object sighted was three bright lights in a triangular pattern. Details, the object was very large, flying low above the trees, crossed over the roof of my house from north to south. Lights very large, color bright golden amber in center to almost white at the edges. Moving very fast but stable, no wobble or bounce. Flying under control. Viewed approximately 10 seconds. I could not see the actual object because the lights were very bright. I was looking out the window at a star and thinking that the sky had cleared since the previous evening because we'd had rain most of the day, and the sky was cloudy when I'd gone to bed. Suddenly, the object came into view over the roof of the house and flew due south. It disappeared over the horizon. It passed across Capriol. There were no colored running lights such as would be seen on an airplane or a helicopter. I was very stunned. Mine could not accept what I'd seen at first. Didn't fit any natural thing that I'd seen previously. But that's about all I can say about it. As I said, I couldn't very well say too much about it because she came in and told it to me, and as I said, it was 4 or 5 years ago. 4 years ago, about. And it was, she just came into the laundromat to do her laundry and said, "I saw a weird thing last night." And she said that she'd been walking her dog around 1:30 in the morning, and that she did this quite often. One dog wanted to go out. And she was walking on Lakeshore Drive in Capriol when she noticed that this big object that looked like she described it as looking like a Chinese lantern or a big box kite of some kind with lots of lights on it, was hovering over the rail yards in Capriol. And she kept on walking down the street, watching it, and her brother-in-law lived near the end of the street. She went in, woke him up, got him to come out, and they both looked at it, both watched it for quite some time, I don't know how long, and then suddenly it just took off really fast and disappeared. So they called the airport first, I guess the next morning, and asked about if there was anything about it, and they didn't know anything there, so they called North Bay and asked about it there, and they said that they didn't have anything to do with that, and they had no records of anything happening, and there was nothing they could do about it. So they just had to drop it and let it go at that. Well, the one, my sister, that was in the 1960s, because she was living in Bolins Bay in a little house before they built their own bigger house. She and her husband built a house over in Skeet after that. And this is what she said. She's right here. She just went outside now. "My sister was living in Bolins Bay. She saw a bright light larger than a star. She was watching it and wondering what it was when it took off at a very high speed and disappeared almost instantaneously. Then my mother was visiting here yesterday afternoon, and I asked her about the object she'd seen back in the late 60s. She said that she'd seen a bright light, quite large, coming toward her, and my son, they were walking together, having been delivering papers together. And as she watched it, it suddenly made a 90-degree turn to the east and flew away at a very high speed." And here's another one. This is one I didn't tell you about that I remembered this morning as I was starting to write these things down. This was the early 1970s also. Cloudy, blustery day, strong north wind, and we live just above Wanapate Lake, and on a day like that, the waves, the white caps are rolling right into Bolins Bay, like on the water. It was really windy from the north. "I was serving supper just about dusk. I got up from the table and went to the kitchen counter to get something. I looked out the window over the sink and saw a strange object moving, silhouetted against the blue-gray clouds. It was cigar-shaped, I put in quotation marks, gray in color and elongated, and it was moving at a moderate speed in a northerly direction. I called to my husband to come and look, but he was too slow getting up from the table, and the object had moved out of sight by the time he got to the window. I did not see any lights or any marks on this thing. My husband said that it might have been a deflated weather balloon, but it was flying into the strong north wind. We do not know what this was. A weather balloon, if it was up high, it could be going the opposite way than the wind seems to be blowing because of the layers of weather. But this was flying low, right down near the tree line. Seemed like it was going along following the railway tracks that go out around there or something, the way it, the position it was in. But it was flying against the wind. So it wasn't a balloon. Yeah, it was moving, and like I say, we see lots of, well, when we lived out there, we're only 3 miles from the airport, and most of the landings, they came in over the lake, right over our homes. So we saw aircraft approaching from every direction at every time of day and night. So we don't get confused by an aircraft, you know. We know what they look like. And these things are not anything like that, not like an aircraft or not like an airplane or a helicopter. They have to be radically different before we'd even notice them. Okay, the falling flares. First incident, 1975, traveling radar road from Capriol, last straight stretch. I saw what looked like a green flare coming down over Falconbridge, like over the hills towards Falconbridge. When it got down just above the trees, it sprouted an orange flame at the bottom and disappeared. Second incident, same road, same year. Howard, that's my husband, and I both saw the same type of green flare come down over Sudbury Airport. Same as the first one, orange flame as it neared the ground, then it disappeared. Third incident, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 1976. That was in February. My husband and I and another couple, friends of ours, were on the supper boat Paddle Wheel Queen on a tour of the Fort Lauderdale waterways. We and about 50 other passengers went up to the top observation deck to see the sights. This would be about 8:30 p.m. in February, so it was dark. The sky was clear. We all saw a green flare-like object come down out on the ocean, the same orange flames when it neared the water, then it disappeared. Everyone oohed and awed over it, I wrote. But when we got back down to the restaurant deck and I tried to talk about with the others who had seen it, they just refused to say anything about it. They just acted as though it hadn't happened. But there were, my husband and I and our friends, this other couple, were talking about it because we were all standing together, all saw it, all, you know. I guess you could say I have had more than one sighting of something strange. But none of them were the same, so there's no way to tell what anything was. I never heard any sound of, like, the flares and that. Well, we were driving in the car, so I wouldn't have known unless it made a huge sound. Never would have heard it anyway. But we didn't hear anything when we were up on the top deck of that boat. It just, like, this was just like the top deck of the boat was, it was like an old, you know, those paddle wheel steamboats types of things? The old paddle wheel style. And the very top deck was like an observation deck with a railing all around the edge and no ceiling on it at all. And we were all standing up there, so everybody saw it clearly that was up there. But when we got back down into the restaurant area where we had our dinner, I said, wasn't that strange or something to somebody? And they all just kind of looked as though they didn't want to think about it or something. They didn't want to have any conversations about it.